The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We are back, second hour of the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, with you on this Thursday, 20 of July, folks, 2017. And, folks, did you hear what Gerald had to say? Now, Gerald has been on every TV show you can imagine over the years, been on so many radio programs. Did you hear what he said about this listening audience and his exposure to it? The best that there is. And he wasn't joking. We need you to support this network, folks. We really do. I mean, before we have to reach for that cartridge box, and at that point in time, all bets are off and any guarantees are totally off the table. I'm not going to go into that rabbit hole at this point, but imagine what the future is going to look like with a boot planted directly on your face and a gun pointed at your head. These are the peaceful times right now, turbulent as they are culturally, socially, economically. We're still here. Support the network. Call us, 800-724-2719. Press that little extension 3. Don't sit there and think about it. Follow your instinct, follow your gut. Make the call, make the donation. Or go to our website. You guys got Diners Club out there? Do you have, the Highline gold cards or whatever? You don't have to be a member of PayPal to make a donation to us. And we only accept, I think, 2 credit cards or 3 here. Can we run Discovery, Mike? I think we can. That, a MasterCard and Visa. But all the credit cards are accepted through PayPal. You don't have to be a member. Make a donation. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org. Punch that donate button at the top of the page there and make a donation. Make a one-time donation and consider being a contributor of $100 a month if you can afford it, $50, whatever the case may be. Show your support. Folks, we're going to need a steady hand at the helm here in the coming months and years, that's for sure. Let me snag one more call here. Knows he probably won't talk to Gerald. Well, you got that right. Hello. How you doing?
Ahoy, ahoy. Request permission to come aboard.
The good ship, Stadtmiller. What's on your mind?
I just got like 3 bullet points. One is the Republic. We've already gone down that road, about the Republic not existing anymore. I mean, it's a nice theory, but we're actually what's known under an oligarchy that's, controlled by the military. I mean, we're an occupied nation. That's the facts. It's a corporate entity. It's, imposing its will upon the people.
Yes.
And I'm sorry.
I said yes. Go ahead.
Yeah. And the Constitution... that's a nice, dream, but I didn't sign the document, and it actually is null and void. They use it as window dressing to keep the masses in their place, but when the rubber meets the road, they don't go by it. And as far as the taxes going to pay for anything, the taxes go 100% toward to pay the interest on the debt. If you're a taxpayer, you don't pay for anything except that. All the rest of the things are debt based.
Yeah, you're not even touching the principal on the debt. You're just continually paying the interest on the debt. No, I got you there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and here, and Sovereign Man, here's my point. You know, many people have said I wasn't a signatory to the Constitution, and that may be in fact correct. You did not sign it. You weren't here in 1789 when they ratified it.
Yeah, but that was a contract that created a corporate entity.
Well,
this
okay.
has been a corporate entity from its inception.
Okay, and Sovereign Man, I'll disagree with you. I don't think it was created as a corporate enterprise or entity. What has been done since that period of time is they have commercialized it. They have taken it over. Well, hell, listen to the news. Hey, we're the greatest democracy on the face of the earth. No, it was a constitutionally limited republic. And it worked well for a number of years. Have they done things that are even contrary to that? Yes, they have, repeatedly. Marlborough versus Madison. I heard Rivero mention it today. And anything that they propose, any legislation, policy, I don't give a damn what it is or what bureaucrat tells you, it's the law, and you've got to follow it. If it doesn't adhere to the Constitution, it's automatically null and void. Are they going to hold up their hand and say, oh, well, you got me. Yeah, okay, we'll take that one off the books. No, they're not going to do that. This has been morphed in to this bastardization of a country that once had some pretty good ideas on where it wanted to go. And like I said, it worked well for a number of years because you didn't have the government and you didn't have the respective entities reaching constantly into your pocket or threatening you with foreclosure or threatening you one way or the other if you did not comply. No, I get that. The oligarchy is being right now run at the point of a gun or at least jail time on the low side, and we just may shoot you and kill you on the high side. No, I get all of that. I really do. But I don't subscribe to the people that created the Constitution of this country, of the federal Constitution. The states, we expanded it out to 50 states, but every one of them holds that Constitution. Now, has that been manipulated by the lawyers in the administrative state? You bet your sweet bippy it has been. But the framework is still there, and it can still work.
How old are you now, John?
Old enough.
Yeah, how's it working for you?
Well, I don't know, Sovereign Man. How's it working for you? Look. It's not working well. Can you challenge anything that I just said?
Well, the thing is, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, I'm sure you would.
Yeah, I mean, I look at the East India Trading Company, the Virginia Company. I mean, these were all corporate entities that actually, well, they were ventures that came over here and established this. I mean, if you do the research on the District of Columbia, who created that? You want me to answer it? Well, you don't know. It was created by the Carrolls, who were Catholics. Washington, D.C. is the mirror image of Rome.
No, I get all that, and I've covered that all over the years. Yes, there's been part and parcel that has been drug under this umbrella and given more relevance than it really needs in opposed or juxtaposed against that Constitution. These entities have been doing things for a number of years that they're not allowed to do. They've got the federal courts in there that will support that system and nail you because you're complaining, because you're an angry taxpayer, or you might be a terrorist.
No, I'm not an angry taxpayer. I mean, hence the name. sovereign man. I'm not putting the blame on somebody else. I take responsibility for myself.
Okay. Has that stopped the... sovereign man, you got to let me talk, damn it. Otherwise, I'm going to cut you off. Okay. I'll engage with you, but let me speak. Okay?
Over.
All right. You being that sovereign man, I get that. I understand that. Is you proclaiming your sovereignty, is it going to stop the illegal and unconstitutional and murderous, unethical, immoral, and give it a name? Is it going, being a sovereign man, is it going to stop that?
Is it going to stop them from exhibiting that behavior?
Yes.
And protecting
it
on the people?
Yes.
Only when more than one sovereign comes together and establishes a sovereign state again.
Okay. Now you're talking, it's a political mechanization that's going to bring that about, no matter how people want to stay away from the word political, because it is. It's a political establishment. So we have to get involved to turn that around, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
I see the first thing you got to do is to act locally. Because, you know, when these black-robed or dressed, masked men come to grab your brother immorally at 3 a.m. in the morning.
And how did that come about? And sovereign man, how did it come about that we ended up with the federal courts in all of the 50 states? Because they were jamming the federal law. They took what did not belong to them. They inserted themselves into the state, claiming jurisdiction, claiming that, they claim a lot of things.
Well, the people have abrogated their rights through contract. And that's when you do that with the whole...
You can sit here for the next half hour and citing all this stuff. I know all this stuff. I've spoken about it before. But I'm in disagreement with you that this whole damn country was set up by a bunch of wannabe oligarchs. I've been fighting this for a number of years, and I'm getting tired of it. If they were there, and they were the oligarchs, and they were to be paid, and they were to be taken care of, then why did so many of them get killed, died, run out of business, houses burned down? I am not buying it. And I hate when people bring that argument up to me. It's been bastardized. It's been morphed into the system that we see now. If we go back and capture the original Constitution with its original 10 amendments, don't tell me for a second that we wouldn't have a country that was free, that you had liberty. You would have the right to contract without interference of the government, without their bureaucrats shoving their statutes and their crap down your throat.
Well, you still can do that.
On a personal basis, but it does not change the function of the government.
Actually, you could operate your business in a private.
All right, I'm not gonna do this anymore. Okay, I got your point. You can sit there and whittle away at me for the next half hour, sovereign man.
What? I'm just saying that I'm not. It's not what I'm trying to do. That's not my object, John. I'm saying if you look at these entities that have done this, how they set themselves up. They've created Pure Trust. They've created foundations.
What do you think I've been saying? Am I in opposition to what you've been saying? You keep bringing this up. I get it. I know it. So what is your point?
How do we get free, John? How do we get back to the beginning?
I don't know. I don't have a clue, Sovereign Man. I just get up every day and I come in and I do a show and I run a radio network. I don't have a damn clue. I'm just up here bumping my gums because I love to hear myself talk.
No, I don't think that's it.
No, you're right. It isn't. And I have expressed this many times as to what the solutions are. We just covered it in the last hour. Gerald Celente said, we've got to act locally. I said, yeah, there's a reason why every state has a constitution. We have political clout, but we're not using it. And I'm not saying using the system the way it's created. First, we got to do a little adjustment and a little dismemberment of what they have set up in all of the states that control everything. They still have a constitution, a state constitution, and they're not adhering to it. in our very own states, which affects our counties, which affects our communities, our townships, our everywhere. You and I are not in opposition, but damn it, the way you approach me on this and telling me that the, you know, I get it. I get it.
It just kind of like, how do you say, rubs me a little raw when people hold up the flag of the Constitution all the time. Matter of fact, even just the red, white, and blue, because that's a military flag.
I understand that. And I've covered that as well on this program. The listeners of this program understand it. I have been reminding people that out of 241 years of the existence of this country, we only had 19, 20 years of peace.
Yeah. And like I said before, the Republic only lasted about 11 years.
Well, and you know what? You may be right, but it was in existence. It can be revived. That's the question that should be asked repeatedly. We're not a democracy. Proclaim that we are a republic, that we do have the rule of law in mind, the positive rule of law. And all the rest is just manufactured administrative crap that they shove down your damn throat every day. Intimidate, threaten people with. I don't.
If you let them.
Okay. All right. Goodbye. Okay. Enough. Jesus, why is it that I'm talking to this guy? And we're both saying the same things, but he irritates me to the point where I just want to punch him through the microphone. Sovereign man, what is it with you? I don't get it. We have discussed ad nauseum. I have talked about this for the last quarter century. There's a reason why the people that listen to this network over the years have come to glean information that's solid, that's real, that they can take to the bank, if you will. I am not here for entertainment purposes. I'm here to get our republic back. I know the problems. What I'm seeing a hell of a lot less of is possible solutions. And people crop up and say, well, I'm sovereign. Really? Are you really? Well, where your butt's parked certainly isn't sovereign anymore. You could be just as sovereign in a little spaceship flying off to the moon or the planet Mars. But the ground that you're seated on right now has been hijacked. It's unrecognizable from the original intent of the founders of this country. Why do I have to keep stating that position over and over and over again? And people almost seem to want to argue, then they want to agree, but they want to argue a little bit more. Can we just stop the crap? After that, I probably won't get any calls for the rest of the program. God bless America. Mike, you're in there laughing, and you take these calls. You're here every day. You talk to the callers. You know who they are. And there are several callers into the network. They're not bad people, and I don't want to leave the impression that they're bad people, but, geez, they just seem to be as thick as bricks. But they're all-knowing. But how is it that we cannot come to agreement, and I always end up getting angry at them? Must be my fault. Mm-mm-mm-mm. 800-313-9443. I don't know. How are we out there making ourselves any freer? I'll tell you the question he asked that I did not answer. Because to me, it's a rhetorical question. It doesn't require an answer. You build a base of knowledgeable people that understand what this country is and what the intent of the government should be. And you educate as eloquently as you can your fellow American, your fellow human being.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You know, being a sovereign citizen, when the state accuses you of being the treasonous one and they put you in front of a wall and they have a firing squad, you know, this is not a Marvel comic movie here. You're not going to be able to hold up your hand and stop the bullets that are being fired at you in midair. They're not going to drop harmlessly to the ground. Whatever you proclaim yourself to be in this country is not going to stop the bullets if they decide that's what the course of action should be taken, the corrective action against you. True and positive law is what's going to keep those people from even putting you in front of a firing squad. And we've discussed endlessly on how to recapture your backyard, your community, your county, and eventually your state. Do you see? Let me ask you something, folks. This is a serious question. How many state political organizations do you see that is flying the flag of the Constitution and marching to the Capitol and going, you know what? You guys have screwed the pooch on this one. You got out of line. You got way out of bounds here. We demand a constitutional form of government. Do you see that taking place? It sure as hell isn't happening in New York. It ain't happening in California. And until such time that people understand that there is a political mechanism in which to do that, when they think politics, I don't have anything to do with that. They're all the same group. That's what they want you to think, that you're powerless. They're demonstrating. They're laughing in your face. I don't know whether to go blind, why my wristwatch, get drunk, or what. We know the problems. And we have viewed and put forth certain solutions to solve the problem. We already have it. This is why I get so excited. This is why I get so agitated when people say, the Constitution doesn't mean a damn thing. Okay, well then, you're living where? And you proclaim yourself to be what? Really? So hell, if I proclaim myself to be sovereign and all that stuff, that's going to make me ironclad, that's going to make me bulletproof. I'm going to be able to hold my hand up and stop in midair, whatever they're throwing at me. If you look the way this entire system has been set up to subvert that very Constitution, you got to have a basis. We got it. It's not being exercised. You know, how far do things have to go? How whacked out do things have to get before people, it finally dawns on them, well, wait a minute. Why did so many people go out and vote for Donald Trump? Because he spoke some words, people believed him, they voted for him. Okay, he's the CEO of the corporation. He has, in the corporate nation, a certain amount of clout. He's accomplished certain things. Certain things he hasn't. There are entities and individuals that do want to see this guy fail. And there's a new vision of how we should conduct ourselves and govern ourselves. Cities now, right now, are proclaiming that, you know what? We don't have to follow that law. We don't have to follow this law. You know, we're going to make up our own rules within our own corporate limits here. In our own city government. California, filing three separate lawsuits. Three lawsuits coming out of California against the oil companies for global warming. Wow, really? Now there's a stretch. It hasn't stopped them. They can file their paperwork. They can file their lawsuits. Are they going to get anywhere? I don't know. Maybe not this year, but 5-10 years down the road, they might be able to.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory. Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
Nutramedical's new True Silver is a new angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutraMedical, NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Trump to end the lavish CIA support for moderate anti-Assad forces in Syria? Mm-hmm. Gerald brought that up. I want to get into that as well before the end of the program today. Rick in Ohio. Hello, Rick.
Hi, John.
Hey.
Well, I was a little nervous to call after
the last one. Well, and I'm just at a loss sometimes.
I understand. I was a little concerned. I mailed you a thing. You probably should have got it yesterday, maybe. I think I Elmer glued the stamp on and the label on.
Okay.
So I hope you got your donation.
Okay. I'll have to. Well, Julie's not going to be back in the office till Monday, so I don't know if she got it or not.
Oh, okay. And there was a couple. Like 3x5 file cards with some chicken scratching on them that, I don't know, maybe somebody could read it. But it was a little story of how I found you guys. and it was because I thought I was the left. The last two times I voted, I probably voted against Baby Bush, and that's probably the last I ever voted.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought I came from that other side, you know. I used to think Sequele was great and all that stuff. And, you know,
So how did you come upon us?
Well, I used to listen to Air America, and on the 1 year anniversary of Katrina, Mike Malloy was filling in for Randy Rhodes and talking to a whole bunch of people down in Louisiana, and they fired him after that broadcast. They fired him, and somehow, checking out the news on some of that stuff, I think AJ had him on, and so that kind of led me to AJ, and I spent about 3 years wasting my time listening to AJ before I had enough. And probably AJ's, one of his guests was Alan Watts, who used to be on your show, and that's, I probably checked that out. And then he used to have a guy on, he was either before him or after him, and he used to call himself the something Ranger or something. He was fairly religious and sounded like an older guy, and so I used to listen. So anyway, I listened to a fair amount of you guys, you know, maybe going back 10 years ago now.
Okay.
And I've always listened and tried to support you some this year, and a couple years ago I supported you a couple times. And
if you notice something, Air America, boy, they were just, they acted as if they were rolling in all kinds of money. Their attitude was, well, we've got the formula here. We've got Air America. We've got our radio station set up. And nobody was paying attention to the business side. And the arrogance within the management of that company was what was really their undoing. Forget the fact that they put out this programming like the Randy Rhodes and whatever else. Nobody wanted to listen to it. And, you know, it was like, it was almost like...
Well, I thought I did.
No, it was like a mental masturbation after you got done. It was like, what did I just do? And what did I get out of this? And it was nothing. You know, who's the one, I can't think of her name. She always wears a baseball cap. She's a lesbian.
Rachel?
No, not Rachel Maddow. No, she doesn't wear a baseball cap.
I don't know.
I'll think of it here in a second. But at any rate, she's funded. It's like Democracy Now. They have these nice little foundations that keep pumping money into them, and they don't care if they make a profit. It's there for the propaganda or the absence of real salient conversation and fact. And they're still supported to this day. But we have yet to have a foundation that looks at something like we're doing and going, you know what? All this stuff is tax deductible. We know how to play the game. Hey, here's your endowment for the year. We have yet to have that. And that's unfortunate. Rick, I've got to run.
Okay, well, thanks, John, and I appreciate what you do, and I'll most likely keep supporting you.
Okay, well, I hope so. Thank you, Rick. I appreciate the call.
All right, bye-bye.
You know, see, this is what happens when people start to think. They have lost the ability of cognitive thought. And they're based in nothing. And they have nothing to hang on to. So they're whipped around like snowflakes in the wind. Here today, gone tomorrow. But what we're trying to do here is to evoke real thought. And there's been a lot of people. I was thinking during the break, how many different talk show hosts have been through this network? And how much information has been disseminated? The lineup might be the same next month as it is right now. It might change. It has changed in the past. It'll change in the future. And sometimes people get a little bit too comfortable. Well, I really liked that guy. Why did you get rid of that show? Well, there are reasons. If I had to pick an all-star lineup of all the different talk show hosts that we've had on this network, if we could reassemble that would be great. But it's not practical because people move on. They're doing different things. Some people have come through this network, been a talk show host on this network, and latched onto something that they built themselves. And quite frankly, they don't have time to do a radio show anymore. There's been many of those people that have done exactly that. Laura in Michigan. Hello, Laura.
Hi, John.
Hi.
I just had a couple of things to say. Number one, a sovereign man reminds me of, you know, I've been around a long time. I used to be in the Michigan militia way back when.
Mm-hmm.
We ran into lots of sovereign people, and they used to brag, I'm out of the system, I do this, and I don't have to do that. And you know, I found out most of them are living off of other people who had to be in the system.
Ooh.
So,
Michael Herzog is up in Indiana helping out his son right now. If he'd heard that statement just made, he'd be the first one calling into this program because he recently had experience with just such an individual.
Yep.
And all he was doing, it was costing him money.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, I got you.
The other thing I was going to talk about is our Constitution is perfectly fine. The founding fathers did a wonderful job, but we let them pervert the Constitution. If we had kept our money, gold and silver and everything, and stuck right to the Constitution, we'd be fine today. We'd be perfectly fine. So we let them pervert that, and then we didn't stick to our constitutional law, and we didn't stick to biblical law. I just listened to a sermon about how we should have capital punishment. You know, God said for murder, kidnapping, and rape, send them to me. Have capital punishment and do it publicly so people see this and this crime will stop. And like this minister said, hey, they say, oh, you think capital punishment will stop crime? Well, if the guy's dead, he's not going to kill anybody else, is he? You know, so we perverted our biblical law and our constitutional law. That's why we're in the fix we're in.
Mike, can you do me a favor? Can you bring up that, did you post that story today about the ACLU? Have you seen it? There was a, you know, and here's the civil rights group and all of what they've been involved with was everything that was against this country and its true morality and its true ethical base. You know, I've said this before, and I will say this again, Laura. You know, I don't think it was any accident. And a lot of people have tried to say that the founding fathers, well, they were just a bunch of deists, or they were just this, or they were just that, or they were using Christianity as just a crutch to get by so they could do their dastardly deeds. And I listen to this, and I go, my God, I don't think it was any accident that we had 10 original amendments to the Constitution, just like there were 10 commandments.
Well, another thing is, they're falling for it. Remember that 1963 thing? I think you read it. The Communist Goals?
Communist Manifesto.
To turn us against our founding fathers. And anything we believe in is truth, you know? That was one of the things. And the last thing I want to tell you, I know you always try to think of it. Remember you said there was a meeting with Jack Otto at the Livonia Law Library?
Yep.
That was a Justice Pro Se meeting.
Yes, I know.
I was there.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I contacted the guy. Well, gosh, what was the guy that headed that thing up?
Dominic Vincentini.
And I called him several years ago to find out what he's up to, and he's pretty much dropped out of everything.
Yeah, my husband's still on Facebook with him.
Is he?
Yeah.
Well, you know, Livonia Library in Livonia, Michigan, folks, we used to pack that place. That was
right. That
was pretty exciting times. And
yeah, I was in the Jural Society. I did all that stuff.
And a lot of this has lost its steam rather than keeping it together and keep improving, modifying the product to make it absolutely bulletproof, it all fell apart. Why is it that people can't see things through? They can't stick with something. They can't keep supporting it.
Well, the Bible says they wear out the saints. They wore us out.
They wore out the saints. Well, I don't know how saintly I am, but hey, you know, I'm still here and you're still there. Laura, thanks for your call, dear.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right. By the way, you know, I first noticed this, and we've got some time. I want to slide this in here. Progressive Insurance Company, I always thought that that's kind of an interesting name, and their colors have always been a predominance of white. Well, you know, Flo that does the commercials, the zany little commercials. Stephanie Courtney. She's the actress who plays Flo in the Progressive Insurance TV commercials. She gets paid about $500,000 a year for doing this. Nice gig, and she's been doing it for a long time. But in case you didn't know, the Harley Owners Group, the biggest motorcycle club in America, perhaps even in the world, hasn't found any members at Progressive Insurance since word got out about Progressive's communist affiliations. Progressive's association with George Soros alone should bring chills up and down your spine. Oh, you don't know who George Soros is? Well, he's the one that's financed the Obama Progressive affiliations. Progressive Insurance, who are they? Well, you've probably seen and smiled at the clever little Progressive Insurance TV commercials. Well, you're about to learn the rest of the story. Progressive Auto Insurance, the ones featuring the ditzy actress all dressed in white. What you might not know is the chairman of the Progressive is Peter Lewis, one of the major funders of leftist causes in America. Between 2001 and 2003, Lewis funneled $15 million into the ACLU, the group most responsible for destroying what's left of America's Judeo-Christian heritage. Lewis also gave $12.5 million to MoveOn.org and America Coming Together, the two key propaganda arms of the socialist left. His funding for these groups was conditional on matching contributions from George Soros, the America-hating socialist who's the chief financier of the Obama political machine, and Black Lives Matter and every other subversive group, not only here, folks, but worldwide. Lewis made a fortune as a result of capitalism, but now finances a progressive movement that threatens to destroy the American free enterprise system itself. His group is targeting television shows on Fox News. Peter Lewis is making a fortune off of conservative Americans who buy his auto insurance. Then he uses that money to dismantle the very system that made him wealthy. He's banking on no one finding out who he is, so stop buying Progressive Insurance and pass this information to your friends. Chairman Lewis, by the way, this information, Mike, this is the story that has the information about the ACLU. Let me continue to get it out here. He's banking on no one finding out who he is. So, as I said, stop buying the Progressive Insurance and pass this information on to all your friends. You know, how many of you are on Facebook or Twitter or whatever the case may be? Grab the story off Republic Broadcasting Network and put it out there. Now, Chairman Lewis gift helps the ACLU to promote their anti-Christmas agenda and basically anti-Christian agenda, such as removing nativity scenes from public property, banning songs such as Silent Night from schools, refusing to allow students to write about Christian aspect of Christmas in school projects, renaming Christmas break to winter break, refusing to allow a city-sponsored Christmas parade to be called a Christmas parade, not allowing a Christmas tree in public schools, and even renaming the Christmas tree itself displayed on public property as a holiday tree. In addition to their war on Christmas, the ACLU uses gifts like from Chairman Lewis to sue states to force them to legalize homosexual marriage, force libraries to remove porn filters from their computers, helps legalize child pornography, legalize live sex acts in bars in Oregon, protect the North American Man-Boy Love Associations, whose motto is sex by eight or it's too late. Chief Justice Ginsburg, her husband, is heavily involved in the Man-Boy Love Association. Censor student-led prayer at graduations. Remove Under God from the Pledge of Allegiance. Remove In God We Trust from the currency. You know, all of a sudden, I don't care for their funny commercials. And I'm sure this has been affecting you as well out there. You know, Johnny Depp. The pirate movies. Great stuff. Well, Johnny Depp has put his foot in his mouth, as well as other Hollywood stars. that have put their dirty little political feet in their mouths. Do you view them the same way? Tell you what, I see a movie with Johnny Depp in it. I'm not going to support it. I'm not going to rent that movie. I'm not going to watch it. They're injecting politics into everything, but their brand of politic.
Probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product! It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s, along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
$81 trillion in the hole, Medicaid, $40 trillion in the hole with Medicare. Yeah, let's let them have their Affordable Care Act. Well, you may have heard the news that John McCain may not be with us for very much longer. And people, I've made my position very clear on Mr. McCain. One half of the strong duo up on Capitol Hill that were the neocon central. Lindsey Graham looked a little lost today. There was his partner in crime on the neocon mechanism. John McCain is not long for this world. And, you know, there's a lot of people, good and bad, that have been lost to cancer. This is the same thing that Teddy Kennedy died of, by the way. Glenn Greenwald finds the implications of the reunion of the Democrat Party with the neoconservatives to be a profound and long-term. That's what they're saying. Essentially, it means more expensive wars for Americans who lack health care and pensions, leading to direct military confrontation between the U.S. and Russia and China, which would mean the end of the world. As Rubio, McCain, Lindsey Graham, wing of the Republican Party, is also united with the neoconservatives, there is no existing political force, excepting the Bernie Sanders part of the Democrat Party, to counter the neoconservative war agenda. As Greenwald writes, neocons have done far more damage to the U.S. and the world than any other single group, by a very good margin. They were the architects of the invasion of Iraq and the lies that accompanied it. I'll get it out. The worldwide torture regime instituted after 9/11 and a general political climate that equated dissent with treason. With a full-scale discrediting and collapse of the Bush presidency, those war-loving neocons found themselves marginalized without any constituency in either party. They were radioactive, confined to speaking at extremist conferences and working with fringe organizations. And all that has changed thanks to the eagerness of the Democrats to embrace them, form alliances with them, and thus rehabilitate their reputations and resurrect their power and influence. That leading Democrat Party foreign policy officials are willing to form new Beltway advocacy groups in collaboration with Bill Kristol and Mike Rogers and Michael Chertoff, join arms with those who caused the invasion of Iraq and tried to launch a bombing campaign against Tehran. It has repercussions that will easily survive the Trump presidency. Perhaps the most notable fact about the current posture of the establishment wing of the Democrat Party is that one of their favorites, their most beloved and most cited pundits and the same neocon who wrote George W. Bush's oppressive, bullying, and deceitful speeches in 2002 and 2003 about Iraq and the war on terror, who has churned out some of the most hateful, inflammatory rhetoric over the last decade about Palestinians, immigrants, and Muslims. That Bush propagandist, David Frum, is regularly feted on MSNBC's liberal programs, has been hired by The Atlantic, where he writes warnings about authoritarianism, even though he's only qualified to write manuals for its implementation. And it's treated likewise an honored statesman by leading Democrat Party organs. John McCain is not long for this world. Lindsey Graham, the effeminate one, can take a hike. And all the people that claim to be conservative Republicans, well, they can take a flying leap. Folks, the solution to this problem, because they seem to have a problem identifying what they are and what they stand for and what they represent. What form of government is that? Oh, that's right. It's a democracy. All right, that'll do it for us today. Back with you tomorrow, Friday edition of the National Intel Report. Folks, we still need to drum up some funds here. We've got about, I don't know, $5,400 to go. Please donate.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.